The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air and still moving forward here. Good morning, everybody. It is the 29th of October. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We are looking at a wind advisory.
Oh, it's just my Indiana Jones there.
Yes,
I am. Wearing my Indiana Jones shirt.
Oh, okay. So but you're missing the hat.
The whip and the hat?
Yeah. The important parts.
Back in the office there. Don't get me started here.
All right.
Okay.
Bring it on. We are looking at a wind advisory today with winds up to 45 miles per hour is what I've seen elsewhere. What I'm looking at right now says up to 32. But we are, that does mean we're in a red flag warning today and tomorrow, which means that there might be a power safety or power shutoff, public safety power shutoff, PSPS. There might be another one today and tomorrow, which for a lot of people outside of Reading means it'll just continue being dark. But we are looking at a high of 65 today, 69 tomorrow. Lows are getting a little bit cooler overnight. I haven't quite broken that freezing point yet, but we are looking at 36 tonight and 38 tomorrow. Then for Halloween trick-or-treating, it should be perfect, 72 degrees and sunny, mostly clear for Thursday night, and 77 on Friday.
Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned Anderson business, and I forgot to ask her, Chuck. I talked to Chuck Kenny last night. If he had lost his power, but knowing Chuck, he probably's got like generators all set up there to take care of all those kind of things. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, a lot of things going on, but things I want to talk about. First of all, PG&E made the announcement. Did you see this? What? You're just waving at me. What?
Yes, I also wanted to mention that we have a list of schools that are closed today.
Why don't you hit that real quick?
Evergreen Elementary School is closed today and tomorrow. Evergreen Middle School and Preschool. Bend Elementary School, all of those are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. All Pacheco Union School District, which means Prairie Schools, are also closed today. Anderson Union High School District will be closed today and tomorrow. Happy Valley today and will start late tomorrow. Oak Run Elementary is closed today. French Gulch, Whiskeytown will dismiss early. All Shasta College campuses are closed today. We'll know tonight if they're closed tomorrow as well. Millville School will be dismissed at 1 p.m. today.
Okay, now every campus but the one downtown for Shasta College. The one downtown is going to be open. I just heard it on our news.
Okay.
So might want to check that with Sue if she's still here.
Okay. Yeah, it says except for the downtown.
Okay, did you say that?
I was getting
okay. There, all right. Hey, then let's move into the power in these grids. I read yesterday that this could go on for 10 years. PG&E said this could go on for 10 years. Are you listening to this, Sheila? This could go on for 10 years. I'm talking to Sheila. And who is here to be on the show. And she said, well, I don't have any electricity up here. She lives in Shingletown, which is not a third world country. This is one that, well, Shingletown, maybe second world, but for sure had electricity, and except not anymore. Then I talked to a friend of mine in Palo Cedro, who's got a business. He has had to shut his business down for 4 days and now five. And this is it's a dental office. Think about that. He has people lined up for appointments, you know, for weeks ahead of time that people aren't supposed to come in there. They can't. Oh, they don't have it. They don't have generators big enough to run all the equipment there. And can you imagine running a slow drill?
Nope. No, thank you.
Anyway, but this is the impact it's having. I saw Melissa Hunt talking about it also. It's, you know, florist businesses, restaurants, everything is taking a huge impact. And see, it doesn't even take into effect. They said, well, you know, they're out of power. So people are buying these small generators that will power, you know, their refrigerators and maybe a TV set or something. It sure as heck won't take everything in the house. But also, there's a lot of sharing going on. People coming over to their other, you know, friends' houses and showering or staying with them. I just want to tell everybody that Ashley's got an extra room and an extra shower. So if you want to give her a call.
If you need it, let me know.
Just let us know. We don't have showers here, but if you want to come in, I tell you what, if you want to charge your devices here, come on in. We've got plenty of spots to plug in. So if you want to do that, we don't. If I had showers, I'd offer that up to you too. Okay. It's not going to get any better. They're getting ready to turn them off again. They haven't turned them back on. Now they're going to turn them off. Let's move on. I'm really, really upset about something. We had the number one terrorist in the world, the leader of the, you know, of the largest at one point terrorist organization in the world, ISIS, who built a caliphate, who burnt people alive, who beheaded, raped. I'm just can't even go on and everything. Anything terrible you can imagine came under this guy's purview. So what does the Washington Post put out there as a headline? It said something to the effect of that Baghdadi was a austere religious scholar dead at 48. It was so bad. To say that about Baghdadi, instead of saying the head of a international terrorist organization dead. No, the Washington Post is an austere religious scholar dead at 48. Well, he wasn't just dead. He was really dead. And here's the other parts. Now, they went over after the blowback on this, they changed it. But it was too late. I mean, it was already out there. But what is this about the politics in this country that we can't get together in the media to say, this is a huge day? Do you remember Osama bin Laden when he was taken down? It's because he had a bigger name than Baghdadi. And people don't realize that what a huge event this is against ISIS. And not only that, and lesser known that another team went in the same area and took out the number two guy. They got him too. But see, the media is so down on Trump, they can't say anything nice. And Kamala Harris goes after him. A CIA analyst quote that works for CNN, of course, said, I can't believe how anybody's happy about killing somebody. I mean, he said that. Of course, if you remember when Gaddafi was killed and what Hillary Clinton said, you know, we got him. And she was laughing and she did everything but dance. President Obama came out and talked about Osama bin Laden. And he said that, you know, we took him out. This is a man that built the architecture to attack us on 9/11. What is wrong with saying we have taken out an enemy that is trying to do their best to destroy us? Well, obviously, for the media, if it's positive, they can't do it. A very wise man talked to me last night. We discussed this. And he is totally on the other political end. No, not totally. Just on some things. And he said to me, there's an old Spanish proverb that says, keep your family fights in the kitchen. Okay, now what's that mean? That means is that you can fight among yourselves in the kitchen, but when you go out into the living room and you go out with other people, you go out united as a family. If we want to fight within our borders here and say things about each other, pencil neck and, for Schiff, and then all the things. I can't even begin to think of all the things they say about Trump. It's just, you know, my vocabulary can't capture all of them. But when it goes to the border, we should, international events, we should, as Americans, as political parties, as the press, be united in something that affects all of us like this. There shouldn't be people going around in the back and like Carrie did. There shouldn't be people going out and doing things that, you know, that other people, you know, that, and then coming back and saying, oh, look, this is what I did in Iran. See, it should be the government. The government, the president, the Congress, and the judicial branch, the three branches, have got only two or three jobs. One of them is to protect the country. And they should, as an organization, be able to do that. Of course, Pelosi and others said, you didn't tell us about the attack. And Trump rightly said, I don't have to. I don't have to. I got 48 hours to tell you. And so I did. There's so much more about this. And by the way, the House is going to vote Thursday about the rules for impeachment. More on this one later. 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. We've been using them since we've lived here for 12 years. They've been in business, like I said, for a quarter of a century. They've been voted the best in the North State. They come out. They're professional. They know what they're doing. They can work on any type of heating or cooling system. It's getting cold now. You may want to have those filters changed in your heater looked at. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Safari Club International.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
The Redding Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and we'll deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. How appropriate. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated. They'll be celebrating 10 years early next year, around March of next year. It's the only place I go to buy a gun. Customer service is great. They can they provide great gunsmithing. They can do anything when it comes to firearms. And you've got all the accessories there. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Sheila McLeod. It's getting to be that time of the year again for Safari Club International. And you've got a big event coming up this weekend.
We do. We're going to have our sensory safari trailer at Sportsman's Warehouse the 1st and 2nd of November. We'll be there all day. And it's a great event. The big idea for having it there at this time is we're getting close to the end of the year, and this is a membership issue for us. And the big convention in Reno, which will be February 5th through the 8th, it's the Safari Club International Convention. And to go there, you have to be a member. Mm-hmm. And we're running a very, very special at $20 for a membership. It's normally a new member would be $35, and if you had to come in and renew, it's $65. So $20 is a great bargain. And
it is a great bargain. And but first, let's talk a little bit about what the sensory trailer is if people don't know. There's probably people out there that don't realize what the sensory trailer
there
is.
There are still a lot of people who've never been in this trailer. We have it to many events. But it is a museum on wheels. It's animals from all around the world, North American, African, and many others. And it's an opportunity to come in, not only to see them, but you can touch them. These trailers were built especially for adults and children with disabilities and who are visually impaired. And that makes it a hands-on event. It's when you take this to places, especially you go out to Mud Springs and Shasta and other places, these kids will never have a chance to go to big museums in the city and stuff. And they come in and they are just excited beyond belief.
And these are animals that are in there that have been professionally mounted, so they can see them up close. And people go, oh my gosh, you know, they've been hunted. Well, but they're also something that people can take a look at and see. I mean, you can touch and you know, last time I looked at it, it had almost everything that I could imagine.
There's over 80 different animals in
right,
there.
Right, and ranging from?
Well, you've got bighorn sheep, desert sheep, which are brand new to the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a full-size lion. I don't know where you're going to go be able to touch a full-size lion. And big African animals like a Nyala and others. So you can look at something like that and see the size of it.
Nyalas are like elk size.
They are.
Yeah, so.
They are. They're a tremendously big animal. And you get a real perspective. And you get to put your hand in the mouth of an alligator and all of these different things. It's a great event. Pet a wolf. You want to go to a museum, they're going to charge you $20 a piece, and you're going to look at it behind glass.
Yeah, you're not going to
And you'll never have the experience that you'll have at this trailer.
It does give you a good idea of size, and but it's also a great experience for kids, because kids love this kind
Absolutely.
Of stuff.
At the trailer, we also run special drawings. We have a Browning A-Bolt, and in that you have a caliber of choice and a Glock, which you have a caliber and
a
grip of choice.
A-Bolt, by the way, for people, is a bolt-action rifle. It's a hunting rifle or a target rifle.
These are $10 tickets, and we only sell 100 tickets per gun. And it's a great opportunity. Other groups around here will have three or four guns that you want, and you have to keep throwing in the bucket. They will run it forever. and your chances of winning anything are very slim. These are great odds, and we've had many people that you call on the phone and go, oh, my God, I've never won anything before.
Well, you know,
it's a lot of fun.
That's going to be this weekend in front of Sportsman's Warehouse. It's going to be there the 1st and 2nd. And what time does it open?
It's going to open about 9:30 in the morning. It's going to run till whenever they close, I think 7 o'clock at
night.
Something
like that. So it's going to be on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay, great. Now, there's also something else coming up. And I love this. This is the Safari Club International's annual dinner and banquet. And this is the 26th.
26th.
It's going to be dinner, auctions, drawings. The place fills up, so you need to get your tickets early. And we talk about, you know, things that you can get there. They've had elk hunts. They've had red stag hunts. They've had wild boar, mule deer hunts, youth and ladies hunts, duck, goose, mm-hmm. pheasant hunts, African game hunts, and photo safari. So if you don't want to shoot, you can have the out there, the photo safari. Different things. And they have the greatest selection of firearms you're ever going to see. And people go, I mean, it takes, when we start going through the, and those are just drawn out
those
of the big hopper.
Drawn. Yes, and that's the general drawing items.
And I've been the MC there for the last 4 or 5 years. And let me tell you, when I start going through that, I go through it fast, and we're still there for like an hour giving away things.
Yes.
And we've got runners going out. People are winning guns. They're winning
game cameras, game equipment,
knives, anything you can imagine.
And
you know, bags.
Useful items.
Yeah. Everything
quality.
I've gotten there.
Yes.
Absolutely, because not only did I get a bag that I could put, you know, a range bag, it had a knife set in there. So uh-huh. because they stick things in there too,
and game calls,
game
boxes,
calls.
And some 1 year when we could, we had 22 shells in there. It we don't want you to have just one little item and that's it.
Yeah,
it should be useful and it should be something good.
And not only that, but from proceeds from this go to scholarships that you give to kids,
yes,
or young people going off to college.
Yeah,
but also if you've got children there, every one of them. In two different groups, up to 12, and then what, 12 to 16 or something like that?
Yeah, 12 to 17, and they go home with bags full of goodies. Those bags are stuffed with shirts and caps. And
fishing rods.
And Sportsman's Warehouse very generously donates to these kids $25 gift certificates for every kid that's there. And the younger kids, even the younger kids, have a bag, and then they have fishing poles and BB guns. And then in the end, for the older kids, they have a chance to win a rifle or a shotgun. And it's a very exciting time. We have upwards of 20 to 25 kids in each of these groups, and they're extremely grateful. And we also one of them got a pig hunt this last year. 12-year-old from Red Bluff, and he was so excited he couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Okay, this is the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International, their 26th annual banquet. It's going to be April 25th, and you're saying, why am I talking about it now? It's because it sells out quickly, and you need to get a hold of Larry at 474-5075 or Scott at 4650 or Ed at, you're not going to remember these, but 524-3252. I'm going to put the invitation up on our website, so you can take that and you can download it. And so you can then fill out this paperwork and send it in. Linda, with the exception of 1 year,
has won
at least one firearm, in some cases two.
Mm-hmm.
I think 1 year there was three, but we gave one back. So, you know.
Yeah. 1 year you did win three guns.
And we did. We even did win three guns. See, you've got your chance to do that. Everybody walks out of there with something, it seems like. Okay.
Well, we have some other big things going on. We have a 300 table. And if you buy $300 worth of tickets that night there's a special table with three guns and usually a reloading set. It's a special opportunity when you come to the banquet
mm-hmm.
for just those who are there. And other things, we have a great collection of games and a great silent auction list. It's a good quality event.
It is, and it's family friendly. There's a safe with guns in it that you can for, I think it's, what, $20 a chance? Or
it's $50 a ticket.
Oh, $50 a ticket for that.
There's two to three guns in that safe.
That's right. And your chances are better because not a lot of people will get into that. I say better, but, like, you know, with all of the tickets that are put in there, everybody's pretty happy. I think see tables. Some tables get three or four or five things. Other tables get more. Yeah. So anyway, okay, but that's not the main reason they're there. It's to Safari Club International protects the freedom to hunt and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide.
Yes, it does. And not only that, 70% of our money stays right here in the community. We have a chance to disperse this money ourselves for those who need it. We do the Shasta Sportsmen's Association. Their pheasant hunt's coming up. We support that. We do our own veterans hunt. And a great guy takes them out every year, and then we get down to the scholarship program. It's $1,000 for a high school senior going to college or junior college. It's a great opportunity. The application is simple, and all you have to do is to be majoring in some area related to forestry or hunting. You don't even have to be a hunter. Just have taken a hunter safety course, and it's a great opportunity for these kids. Last year, we expanded. We stretched it a little bit. Instead of one scholarship, we gave three.
That's right.
To three fantastic kids, two from Foothill and one from Red Bluff.
Well, the two from Foothill were twins, aren't they?
Yes, they were twins.
Twin girls.
Twin girls.
That were going to the University of Montana or someplace.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Sheila, we have to run. We'll get back with this. But this week, my friends, going down Friday, at about 9:30 to the Sportsman's Warehouse. It'll be there Friday and Saturday, and you can sign. You know, you can not only can you join Safari Club International, but you can also get tickets for the
banquet.
All of this is Friday and Saturday.
The big deal too. This is the last year the convention will be in Reno. It's moving on back to Vegas and back to the Midwest. So it's a big to-do to come and see this. It's a great exhibit, and this is going to be our last chance for our Northern Californians to easily go to the convention.
There you go. Sheila, thank you very much for coming in from
Singletown
when it's very, very dark there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got all types of great, great deals going on now for seniors and for they've got a Stars and Stripes package for all of our active duty, reserves, veterans, and first and active first responders. No receiver or plan restrictions. So many different things, including free movie rental. All of this for B&T Satellite. You can give them a call at 241-3474. 241-DISH. 241-DISH, B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:32 in the morning, it's 50 degrees out there.
About the working man, God and guns, keep us strong, that's what this country was founded on.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. Right? It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Eat it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've been doing this for 10 years, celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
And, well, thank you. And part of it is, the reason is for people like you guys. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Over 48 years in a business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in your satellite business, your source for Dish. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. But just going down there, getting the TV, getting it set up and delivered the next day. I mean, it's just really great at Clyde's. Give him a call at 221-4144. He's down at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Now, I'm here with Colleen Nelson from Compass Shining Care.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you've got a big luncheon here.
We do. We have our Lunch and Learn coming up this Thursday, October 31st, at City Hall at the Community Room. We're going to be doing a workshop on safety care planning for the aging. We'll be highlighting our importance of advanced directives and how to prepare.
Okay. Now, you've had a lot of different things here. How to prepare advance. What is an advance directive for people who are out there that don't even want to think about it?
I know it's a tough one. All of us should look at it at any age. I mean, a car accident can take us any time. But really, it's putting in place your wishes if you become incapacitated of how you want things to go. You know, would you want to be on life support? Do you want to be resuscitated? You know, there's a lot to it. And putting those things in place before something happens.
And, well, I tell you, I've just been involved in a case where the gentleman was, they didn't have anything. And they didn't have a will, not that they had that much money or anything. But they also, there was she was not on his bank account. That caused all types of problems when we had to go to a conservatorship then. And so it's a, the planning wasn't there. Because a lot of times people just don't want to. They don't want to think about it. You almost have to, like, you know, you have to, if your parents, maybe kind of push your parents a little bit into thinking about this. Linda's parents have already made the plans. I mean, it's already, everything is already taken care of. I mean, if something happened, we get ready to take a 3-week cruise to Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam.
Yeah.
And if something happened, even out there, they've already, it's already been arranged what happens, you know, how they get back and all this. So I urge people to go down and at least find out about this.
Definitely. It's free. You get a light lunch in there. Oakmont of Reading is going to be providing our lunch. The expert speaker we have is from Medical Home Care Professionals, Karen Harway, and she's our case manager of palliative care, and she's got quite an education behind her, and she will be speaking on that. And it's from noon to 1:30, and it'll just be a great place for some that haven't even started. It's a great place to start right there. But we'll be offering these Lunch and Learns monthly now, starting in December.
Okay, that's great. And the other things, too, is you know, fraud and elder abuse risk. A lot of that happens out there to people. Phone calls, get things in the mail, and they end up, and even worse than that, family members getting control of their money, getting control of them, and not taking care of them as they should. So there's going to be a little class on fraud and elder abuse risk and prevention techniques from the Reading Police Department.
Yeah, we'll have Investigator Boone. He does the elder and dependent adult services. He investigates those, and he is amazing. So he'll be talking about that portion. We have our certified geriatric care manager, Joanne McCarley from Shining Care. She'll be talking about how to know when safety and well-being is at risk, how to manage the long-term care system, because a lot of folks don't understand the difference between skilled assisted living facility and their choices and the costs that are all behind this. And then I'll be there, and I'll be talking about our gatekeeper program.
What is the gatekeeper program?
Oh, I love the gatekeeper program. I get to train different businesses, organizations, community services, how to recognize those warning signs when our older adults are at risk, how to plug them back into our program. So it's a program for the ages of 60 and above, and it is consensual. They've got to want to be helped. But once they, you know, they recognize maybe REU, we'll take them for example. They are one of our gatekeepers. They give us a jingle when they one of their customers has like maybe a power shut off, and it's happened a few times. So we'll go in and talk with them and their loved one. We'll do a free assessment with them to find out what's going on, not just the acute problem, but what's bringing them back there each time. Because there's usually more to it than just a power bill. There could be elder abuse in there. It could be dementia that's gotten so bad that they can't remember to pay their bills, or there's so many different things that are going on. So with the Gatekeeper program, training those businessmen how to recognize those warning signs and helping those customers get help.
Okay. And that, you know, there's other things, too, is that you can do is when you go to your to an elderly person's house, is look around in the house. You know, check out the refrigerator. Is there food there? See if there's, you know, if it's dirty. And they're not the type of person to have a dirty house.
Yeah.
It's so many things that can trigger you. You as a responsible adult helping somebody that's, you know, that's older.
Definitely.
On this. And this is just a great opportunity, my friends, to go on down and to learn. It's free. It's going to be down at the Reading City Hall, so lots of parking. You're going to have a light lunch provided by Oakmont of Reading. Those are good people. But the thing about this is limited seating.
Yes.
Because there's only so much room there.
Yes.
So you have to register today.
And they can either go onto our website at shiningcare.org and register there, or they can give me a call at the office at 232-5543. Just leave, if I'm not in, just leave your name and number and an email, and I get you all registered.
You know, this is, Reading is well known for being a retirement community. More and more people are coming in to settle here because, one, the cost of living is lower. There are organizations like yours around. This is a great place because, you know, like I said, because of the weather, the cost, so many things to do here for people. And I think I read the other day, I could be wrong, but the average age of people that are moving in to Reading are like in their 50s, which is kind of scary in some way because you like to have people in their 30s, you know, moving in here, of course, also. But there's a lot of things that you have to plan for as you get older.
Definitely.
I haven't, but I expect, you know, but here's the thing. I know I'm going to die, but my thought is, but not today.
And then, maybe so.
And then you've got some crazy person that comes on the sidewalk as I'm standing there getting ready to go down to the sandwichery and takes me out. And just things like writing down all of your, you know, we've got all of the insurance agencies. We have all the, you know, everything that has to do with, you know, checking off the net, you know, that the military hands out, mm-hmm. Preparation, Social Security. What happens to Social Security? I did not realize that the funeral home will send something out and it goes everywhere. I mean, you know, it goes to banks. It goes to, you know, it goes to Social Security. It goes to, gosh, probably other places, too.
Yeah, it helps alert.
Oh, it does. Alerts everybody. And we literally went down to the bank a day after he had passed away, and they said, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. He's died. Or 2 days. And I went, how'd you know that? Because there's an alert that goes out like that. Yeah.
There's got to be things put in place to keep us safe.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else we need to tell everybody here?
No, I just would really encourage you to come on down, have a listen. We'll have time for you to ask questions. And like I said, this will be going on a monthly. We'll start back up in December. We're going to give November a break. But topics different each month. The core part with having about fraud and the Gatekeeper program and long-term care system, those will be the core in it each time. But the main topics will change each month.
Yeah, Joanne talking about the long-term care system and options. A lot of times people think, that, you know, they have, well, I have long-term care insurance. Well, that's not true. I mean, it's true. But a lot of nursing facilities will not take the insurance, and they won't take Medicare if it's into places because they don't have they don't tick off the fact that they have an advanced nursing facility or something like this, or they just don't take insurance. Now you got $5,000 a month coming out of your pocket.
And it's expensive.
Oh, $5,000 a month coming out of your pocket, you know, is just like, well, can you, you know, what do you, you know, what's the other person? If you're on a fixed income, what's the other person going to live on?
Yeah.
These are all things that, in fact, we need to have you come back and have Joanne come back. And we'll just do a whole show on those kind of things for people.
We'd love to.
Okay. All right. But on Thursday at 12 o'clock to 1:30, go down to Reading City Hall. There's going to be a great lunch. It's going to have all these different things, safety and care planning for aging life. All of this brought to you by Shining Care and your the people that support you too. Reading Police, Medical Home Care Professionals, Oakmont of Reading.
And we've got TSA. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great group helping us get this out there that allows us to offer this free to the community.
Okay. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay. We're going to have a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. If you're trying to figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to move forward, and with all these things that are going on in life, go down to Cornerstone Community Bank where you can experience how they're going to move your dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. It's 7:48 in the morning. It's only 45 degrees out there, going up to 64. Ah!
A sunset is our home, a moonbeam we will own. My spirit of adventure is you. Adventure is out there, it's my holy grail. So cannibals and tigers beware. I've made my life's journey to blaze every trail. I've got my arrow fair, the highbrows will be there. My spirit of adventure is you.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. If you've got something going on with a watch and you need it repaired, your new batteries, there's the place to go to. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. I see other jewelry stores coming in there to get their jewelry or get their watches fixed. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I actually got my necklace repaired there. Some people who know me in person know that I wear the same necklace every day, and I have for 15 years. And so the bailing on top wears through with the chain every once in a while. And I went by Four Winds, and they were super fast, and it looks great, and I'm really pleased with how they did it.
Well, also Sue went in there to have her wedding ring redone.
Really?
So, yeah. And Linda goes in there all the time for things to have happen. So many different things are going on. We have the Veterans Day Parade. That's going to be going, of course, on the 9th of November. And this is just a great parade. You can have the pancake breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. The parade starts at 10 o'clock. It's the largest parade north of Fresno. I can't say enough about the people that put it on down there at the city of Shasta Lake. Over 100 entries, bands, marching units, military vehicles, salutes to veterans of all the wars, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the war on the International War on Terror, all of these things. And it's free. You just go on down there and, you know, and you can get your seats. If you want to have breakfast, it's scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, coffee, milk. And that will cost you. I don't know how much that is, but it's not very much, like $5. Anyway, no entry fee for the parade. There's going to be a lot of different places, a lot of different things to do on that day. And, of course, on November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, if you're looking to say, hey, I'd like to join the Marines for a day or an evening, that's a good time to do it. We're going to be down at Wind River. We're going to have ceremonies. We're going to be marching on the cake. We're going to be honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, the guest of honor, of course, flags, circumstance, pomp and circumstance, pipes and drummers. It's a good night. For more information, we'll give some more information up on this. Now, Piers Morgan, who is a commentator, and I have found many of the things that you said to be kind of, you know, leaning in one direction. And so I just kind of, is like I do with all commentators. I don't care if it's Hannity or Rachel Maddow. I just know what they are, what their job is. And their job, of course, is to spin what's happening. But he was saying yesterday, and he's an English guy, and and what he was saying was kind of what I was saying earlier was, why aren't people happy? Why aren't people happy in the fact that we've accomplished something that's making the world safer? And this too goes back into leaving your, you know, leaving all your squabbles in the kitchen, and then internationally, doing, you know, coming together for this. I for some reason, we reached that area again where we can't do that. Now, Thursday, Nancy Pelosi says they're going to have a vote on impeachment. Not on impeachment. No, that's not what it is. It is a vote on the rules. And what they're going to do, they're opening up now the committee meetings because they've been taking such a horrendous beating by the Republicans, saying, hey, you know what? You're keeping it secret. You're not letting anybody see what's happening. You're calling your own witnesses. You're not giving the Republicans a chance to call witnesses, as we have in the other two impeachments for Clinton and Nixon. You know, before it was a, you know, kind of a broad bipartisan, if are we going to impeach? Well, in this case, there's nothing. There's no information coming out except what the Democrats want to come out, and whether it's leaked or however. Are there Republicans in the committee? Yeah, there are. I think when you add them all up, there's like over 40. However, nobody gets to hold that piece of paper in their hand unless there's a Democrat aide standing there making sure there's no recording stuff here. Okay, you're not going to do anything. And it's kind of like the Star Chamber. It's kind of like the Spanish Inquisition, where nobody knows what's going on and they're running it. Now they're going to vote for this. Now, are they voting for impeachment? No, that's still not a vote yet. They are still not voting to impeach at that point, because now they're just kind of voting on the rules of what they're going to be doing. So it's still not a vote for impeachment. The Republicans are pushing hard to have the Democrats vote in open session, voting for impeachment, and then it can start. The process can start. All the fact-finding, all the witnesses being called in, all of these things, because it's then settled, as you know, in the Senate. Then the Senate votes. They're going to have something like 67 senators, or 60%. Of 67% vote guilty on this. So that's a lot of senators to get, and considering that the Republicans control the Senate right now, but even if, how many Democrats are going to vote that these are high crimes and misdemeanors that Trump has done, when I'm still not sure exactly what he has done. I try to follow it, just as you do. So this Thursday ought to be interesting. We'll give it some time Thursday to talk about also. When we come back, we've got the people here from Haven Humane, talking about all the things that are happening there, getting close to the Christmas season and animals. And then we're going to be giving away some tickets to Viva Momix, which is mesmerizing illusion, stunning beauty, and captivating movement. It's acrobats. Think of Cirque du Soleil. Think of Cirque du Soleil at the Cascade Theater. And we're going to be giving away some tickets here in the next hour. So get your phone out and get ready. And it's going to be, they've come through here before, and it's just been great. So we've got two tickets for that, and we're going to give those away. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A pledge from the Boeing CEO.
We will never forget. And that is our commitment going forward.
Boeing Chief Dennis Muilenburg testifying before a Senate panel on the anniversary of the first of two MAX jetliner crashes that killed a total of 346 people. Muilenburg addressing victims' families in the audience.
We are sorry, deeply and truly sorry.
Muilenburg says Boeing is committed to rebuilding public trust and making sure that such accidents never happen again. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blasting Democrats for pursuing impeachment of the president to the exclusion of everything else.
If this was before any court, it would have been a mistrial. But the people that are hurting the American public because of the work that is not being done in Congress today, the funding of our troops, the funding of government, prescription drug prices, our trade, our strength to our economy, can all get done if they'd only focus on the work of why they were elected.
Today, impeachment investigators hearing from the National Security Council's Director of European Affairs.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was among National Security Council officials who listened to the July phone call in which the president asked Ukraine's leader for a favor. In prepared testimony, Vindman says he did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and that he reported his concerns to the NSC's lead counsel. Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, has told investigators no one from the NSC expressed concerns. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Millions of Californians preparing to be in the dark, some for 5 days or longer, as PG&E turns off power again to prevent strong winds from damaging its equipment, sparking more wildfires. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 55 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Investigators in London releasing their report on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in West London. That 2017 blaze killed 72 people.
This report, which heavily criticises the London Fire Brigade, says its preparation and planning for a fire such as Grenfell was wholly inadequate. It concludes that if the fire brigade had made an earlier decision to evacuate the building rather than telling residents to stay put, it's likely more lives would have been saved. The report praises the extraordinary courage of firefighters on the night, but identifies many failures.
The BBC's Lucy Manning. Hong Kong officials barring high-profile pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong from seeking elective office. The city's leader Carrie Lam ruling out any political solutions prior to the end of the demonstrations that have gripped the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for months. News and analysis at townhall.com. Man accused of killing five staffers at a Maryland newspaper last year pleads guilty but not criminally responsible by reason of insanity.
His attorney Katie O'Donnell says that Jared Ramos pleaded guilty to all 23 charges in the indictment, including five counts of first-degree murder. Ramos is accused of killing employees of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis in 2018. His plea means the case will skip the first phase of determining guilt and move to a second phase of determining whether he's criminally responsible. The 39-year-old Ramos had originally pleaded not guilty and not criminally responsible. The latter term is Maryland's version of an insanity defense. Keith Peters reporting.
Layoffs on the way at a major health insurer, Louisville-based Humana, thinks slipping more than 800 people, laying off about 2% of its workforce by year's end. Some employees will be let go as early as Thursday. The company says it will provide severance pay. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, it's 8:05 in the morning here on the 29th of October. And I'm not sure then why that my guests are both, you know, dressed up for Halloween. Their little mask on, but they're pretty cute.
Carl.
8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by, I have to use it, come on.
I have leopard on.
Leopard, that's
true.
I do have leopard on.
So
but not a real one.
Not a real
one.
Of course not.
The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like for weather here for us for the next few days, especially Halloween? Except it's cold today.
Yeah, we're looking at only a high of 65 today. We're looking at gusts up to 48 miles per hour, though, which means we are under a wind advisory until 11 p.m. tonight, and then a red flag warning until tomorrow afternoon. So be fire safe, of course, every day, but especially the next couple of days. That also means some power shutoffs for people
across.
Yep.
Continuing power
through
shutoffs.
Tomorrow afternoon, at least.
They call and say, we're turning your power back on, but it takes like a day sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of that, they go, oh, but, uh-oh.
We're turning it off.
We're turning it off again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like you're teasing people. It's like you're teasing your little sister. And, you know, and then you, oh, here.
For the next 10 years.
For the
next 10 years.
The next 10 years. We're going to live in a third world country.
But
we need some donkeys and pots clanging on the side.
But for Thursday, our trick-or-treaters should have a beautiful, perfect day. And my sister's Halloween decorations should be fully lit up and inflated because we will be back in power. High of 74 on Thursday, which means it should be just about perfect.
I have great
lots of trick-or-treaters.
I have great Halloween candy if they can get through the concertina wire across the front of my house.
make them earn it.
Never had one make it yet. Well, two guys with beards came in one day, and I said, you want candy? And they went, well, I said, how about a couple of shots of Jack? And they went, oh, okay, we'll take those. I swear to God, these guys had to have been 30.
Nice.
Knocking on my door. Anyway,
yeah, we're
okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned company down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kinney, really good people down there, won awards for hiring veterans. So,
oh, wow.
And speaking of award-winning organizations, I'm sitting here with Haven Humane and April Sharp.
Sharp?
Sharp.
Did I get divorced and remarried?
What did I call you? Oh!
Wow. You'll be getting a call, I'm sure.
April Scott. I'm sorry. Okay, I know. It started with an S.
I'll
why did I write
that? On.
April Sharp is Preston Sharp's mom. You know,
oh, it is.
Interact
okay.
with them.
There you go.
That's why. And then, but I know you're Scott because I know Dan Scott.
Yeah.
Because Dan Scott and Eagle Eye Painting painted our house. And I cannot begin to tell you the accolades we have gotten from this.
Really?
Oh, no. I mean, people like my sister came in from Tennessee, and she was looking at it. But we had people over for dinner the other night. The Senator Johannesson and his family were over, and they were all looking at the house and thinking, what a, you know, how great it looked.
Did you post pictures?
Yeah, we've posted
pictures. Have to look.
We have before and after.
Oh,
I had it while they were working. And this isn't about Haven Humane, but just let me get this out because I haven't had Dan on. And now Dan's working. Does he still have? He's still working.
Oh, he's doing both. Yeah, absolutely. So he took on an amazing position.
I asked a question that I didn't know the answer to, and then all of a sudden, halfway through it, I went.
Yes, he is a general sales manager for SJ Denim. He's known Ryan for a long time, and uh-huh. they've been friends, and it just seemed like a really great fit. However, we are still simultaneously running the painting company. We have 7 employees, and we're not busy or anything.
And we talked, yeah, we talked about this for during the time they were doing it, that we had an older house that hadn't been painted for a while, and they had to take it down to the wood, you know, because it's, you know, it's a redwood
yes.
siding on it. The work they did, how good they were, how they, you know, when you go out, a lot of times you see people, they're supposed to be working and they're sitting out having a cigarette and
No.
Never saw that. And the only, you know, they had their music on, and these aren't kids. These are, you know, older guys.
Some
of
them are journeyman painters.
And some of them are younger. When there was a problem with the door, they came right back out, fixed the door. And when we say a problem with the door, it was because they redid the lining on it, mm-hmm. and it stuck.
Oh.
It stuck. And so they came back out, fixed all that, rolled it back on.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. We're happy.
Well, thank you.
We have recommended, but I know for sure there's people who called them because of they've heard it here, or they asked us.
And we have
it.
To thank you for that, because we do get a lot of that. Carl and Linda sent, you know, told us to call you, and
it's,
I can't even tell you how much we appreciate that.
Well, it's you know, when somebody does a hard job, and it was hard, and it went over, and Dan swallowed, and you know, I mean, okay, but everything worked out. So on that one, it went over only because he said, I want to do this and this and this and this. And then it was just, you get into certain spots in that old house.
Super.
I mean, you replaced the lattice work. Mm-hmm. You did all that stuff. Okay, so I spent 5 minutes extolling the virtues of Eagle Eye Painting and Dan and his guys. And I just want to, you know, want people to know that.
Thank you.
So. Okay, well, it's true. And I wouldn't say if it wasn't. If we weren't happy, we wouldn't say anything. But we are. So
Thank you.
But Haven Humane, yeah. We're happy with them too.
Well,
and,
good.
And we're here today with April Scott and Cassie Badman.
Hello.
Badman. I like that.
I get that a lot.
Well, you ought to change your last name to Cassie Outlaw. Wasn't that, see, you know, Outlaw. Badman's pretty good though. Okay.
She's too cute to be an outlaw.
I went to school with a Goodman and a Batman.
Batman?
Yes, I get that a lot.
Okay, hey, we've got the Bark, Wine, and Brew. We just had that. Great time.
We did, and we thank you for being there and our being our MCs, you and Linda and Baron. You guys did an amazing job.
That auctioneer you had.
Tim Leahy.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is
dynamic.
Dynamic. He's got his fingers into everything.
Yes, he does.
You know, and for the, you know, and we were, you know, for the first time in a long time, when we go to MC things, we actually had time to sit down and have a great dinner that they was served that day.
Yeah,
that
it was night. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we got all of like 15 or 16 minutes, but that was usually you get nothing.
You get no time
at all. You get no time, and we stopped by In-N-Out Burgers on the way home.
Oh, so. Very good. Yeah, no, it was really successful. I think the mutts at the movies, Hollywood has gone to the dogs. The theme was, it was a lot of fun. Everybody participated.
Everybody
in
was
dressing
dressed up.
Up
that night.
Yes,
I, you know, a lot of times you go to places and it's supposed to be a costume affair. A lot of people don't even dress up in costumes. But yours had. I didn't see anybody not dressed up.
I don't think anybody came through that door that wasn't dressed to the nine. Like our presenting sponsor, Dr. Barnhart, they did Star Wars. Her C-3PO was incredible.
Yeah.
O2 Motorsports. Friday the 13th. They were terrifying. And
Friday the 13th had there was another girl that had a knife through the center of her head.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
And then the guy dressed with the hockey mask on.
Yes.
And, you know, those guys, and blood all over the
faces. Oh, my gosh.
No, people really got got going into this, and all the tables did.
Yeah, so it was a ton of fun, and it was really successful. If you want to see all the photos, you can go to Laura Jean Photography on Facebook. We also have her link posted on our Facebook page underneath the Bark, Wine & Brew events. And be ready for next year, because next year's theme is Broadway. Bark, Wine & Brew does Broadway, so come dressed as your favorite Broadway musical. Phantom of the Opera, Cats, I mean, you name it.
Okay.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
Start thinking right now.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad it was a success. It was filled up as usual.
Yes, and we sold out again.
Yeah, it moved quickly. But a lot of great items that were bought. I saw the cake that was built like with an alien coming out of somebody's stomach.
Yes.
Went for something like $800.
Yes. That was an incredible cake. That was after modeled after that movie Spaceballs.
No, modeled after Alien.
Well, wasn't that in Spaceballs too?
No.
Alien. Are you sure?
Alien,
was an alien
the movie.
In that movie. Alien, the actual movie. Oh.
The movie Alien, where this thing came out of this guy's stomach that kind of started off the movie. You have to go
back
and see.
Have to go back and watch that now. I was so busy.
This is a classic movie here.
So busy.
Okay, now, Second Tuesday Club.
Yes, it's going to be at the new Golden Star Restaurant on Hilltop, November 12th. From 5 to 9. They're new. I've eaten there. Daniel's eaten there. We've had a couple people from Haven eat there. The food's phenomenal.
Did Daniel tell Ryan that he'd drop his golf score by 5 strokes by any chance?
No.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. Because Daniel, by the way, is a pro golfer, too. And I've golfed with him before.
I told him. I said, you're going to be so busy. Your game is going to go.
That's it. Sorry, guy. You've got.
I thought he was going to throw me out.
Okay. Now you have a. I didn't. And for some reason, I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You have this holiday kitchen.
Yes, we Haven Humane. We are on our second cooking class now. The first one was a huge success. It was a ton of fun. This next one is going to be surrounded around the holidays. It's November 23rd from 2 to 6. You can spend some time with us and Chef Keith at Sizzle's Kitchen. We're going to do holiday-themed hors d'oeuvres, desserts, cocktails. We'll be serving red, white wines, champagne, and you'll be getting those alongside everything you create. Tickets are limited to only 40 attendees, and they're only $75. So bring your girlfriends, bring your spouse. It's a really good time.
It is, and this is the second time you've done this.
Yes.
And let's just remind everybody before we take our break that Haven Humane rolls on fundraising.
Donations. That's how we survive.
This is another good idea to have. And you think, well, you know, it's only 40 people, but 40 people adds up.
It does.
Yeah. And like Tuesday Club, they give part of their proceeds.
They're giving 20%.
20% of the proceeds that night are from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. go to Haven Humane.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, I'm here with April Scott and Cassie Badman from Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ready and Home Helpers. Ready and Home Helpers is there for you, for your family. If it's 2 hours a day, maybe a couple days a week because somebody has had an operation and had a little problems getting around, or if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they can do this. Sharon will come over to your house and set up a program that works for you and your family, and she's got some of the best people around that are licensed, background checks, all these things, can come in and help you. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Ready and Home Helpers.
I don't know how it happened. We took the trail and she said, oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I know she's holding back. I said, get up and walk with me. This doggy is my destiny. I said,
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Where do you find these things? These are great. This, you know,
YouTube is a magical place.
Ghost, and by the way, on what I just saw was what April was talking about earlier. She said, "Wasn't that in Spaceballs?" I went, "No, it was in Aliens." Well, I've never really seen Spaceballs. If I have, I don't remember it. And there's a part in it where it's a parody on Aliens, exactly, coming out of the stomach, the whole thing. And now I know what you're talking about. And then it goes, turns out, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993, and she's the people we go to. Families are having their fire insurance canceled, or they're not going to renew it because of where they live. And I'm talking about the middle of town. How about Sunset Terrace? First thing we do is say, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441, and Judy finds it for them. And
that's awesome.
And treats the people so well that in two cases I know of, they've just shifted all of their insurance needs over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Again, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. I'm here with April Sharp Scott.
I'm leaving.
Okay, April Scott and Cassie Badman. Okay, that's twice. I'm sorry. And we're talking about Haven Humane. And now we have the Home for the Holidays Adoption Special.
Yes. So every year we encourage the community to get our dogs and cats into homes before the holidays. You know, nothing is better than family photos with pets. Stockings full of, you know, like animal treats so they can open it on Christmas morning. This year, we are encouraging the community to adopt 300 dogs and cats before or between now and the end of the year. And adult dogs are only $75 to adopt, and adult cats are only $50 to adopt. And then anything senior, which is 6 years and older, is going to be half off. So
now, when these dogs, when you get your forever pet there, they've been spayed or neutered, they've had their shots, they've been chipped.
Yep.
I don't know, do you chip cats?
Yes.
Okay, you chip, cats are chipped too, especially cats. only because if a cat gets out, you know, it reverts back to, you know, being a tiger.
Yeah, and if they lose their collar or something, yeah, easiest way is the chip.
That's right. So this is a great deal, and you want to adopt 300 dogs and cats between now and the end of the year. But you want to warn people about Christmas and buying puppies.
Yes.
Yes.
Pets are forever. They are not gifts. So if you are planning on bringing a pet into your family, just make sure it is forever.
Okay. And it just is, it just makes sense that if you're going to do that, this is, and we see it all the time though, that somebody will get it's a great idea to get a puppy.
They don't put in the attention that it needs.
Yeah. Because there's so many things going on. And then all of a sudden it's 3 months old and it's bigger than you thought.
Yeah.
The kids don't want to take care of it, and you're working.
Yeah, it's not the pet's fault.
Yeah, it's not the pet's fault.
Not the pet's fault, and then we end up seeing it. And then again, something else I'd like to mention is please don't turn in your senior dog to go buy a new Christmas puppy. We see that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Please don't do that.
Trophy wife.
I'm going to agree with her on
that. Trophy wife type thing. Turn in your, okay, never mind. Yeah, that's bad. I would never think of that. You know, we think about, you know, we probably discuss it maybe once a month or something because Elk Killer's getting ready to be 11 years old.
Aww.
And so we're thinking about, well, should we get Elk Killer, a brother?
Yeah.
Because I understand if you have a female dog, if you get him a male dog, that they will be dominant. The female will be, especially the older one, if you get a younger dog. And so we thought about that. But then we come back to the time it would take, and it wouldn't be fair to a young animal for us because we're gone a lot.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, we work during the day.
Sure.
So, but.
You could have an office mascot.
We could, you know, I'm thinking about it. Yes.
Your producer is completely agreeing with that one.
Yes.
Well,
please.
We could do that.
We will make that happen.
But Elk Killer is so totally untrained after 11 years that a door opens up, she may walk out, and she has no street smarts at all because she's never, you know, and she thinks it's okay to walk out in the street and bark. Okay. But now that's a great, great deal. All right. In November, and speaking of senior pets, is Adopt a Senior Pet Month in November.
Yes. We have several senior dogs and cats at the shelter that would make excellent companions, you know, especially with people with less active lifestyles or quieter homes. You know, a senior should adopt a senior, quite frankly. You know, a lot of them have been through training. You know, they're done with that puppy stage. They're potty trained. They're just excellent, excellent companions. The PALS Fund will pay for half the adoptions fee. Dogs are only $37.50 and cats are only $25. And then, of course, you know, all the photos can be found on our website and our Facebook page. We have tons and tons of options.
And you've got, you know, dogs ranging, or you got cats ranging from 7 years old to 7-year-old border collie, lab mixes, German shepherds. I've seen Sadie.
And yes.
She looks, I mean, she's a full-blooded, at least it looks
yes.
like, a full-blooded German Shepherd. And Jared, get this, I'm going to have to tell Jared about this, he's our producer, is an 8-year-old chocolate lab.
Yes.
And he is a chocolate lab.
Yes, they just want a relaxing, amazing home, probably be better in a home with no other pets, and they'd make an excellent companion for anybody.
Well, you know, you could take some of your smaller ones, which you should do, you're missing out on this, is take the Haven Humane van up to the doggy park on Benton Drive and just bring a few of those out because there's lots of people go up there every day. They sit in a circle. They, you know, they got all their dogs. And you bring in a couple of those smaller dogs and you might be surprised that somebody's there looking at them would take one home.
That's an interesting idea. We're going to have to run that by Mark.
those are people that, that love dogs. And they're, you know, they've got one dog that's, in many cases, they're really old. Mm-hmm. That might be a good time to, and they're older. So, not in all cases, but most of them are older. So, it might be the time to, that they see a dog that they want. Anyway, just an idea. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about here. It's Christmas. It's November, Senior of Pet Month. You can get special deals on them. And we're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking about Giving Tuesday and volunteer opportunities. But this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. See? Senior Animals, Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. This is not assisted living. This is senior living. Let's say you've had enough of painting your house, plumbing issues, moving rock for 2 days to put out in the front there between the sidewalk and the street, and then cementing it in, and then because some spots are a little bare, going out with mortar and fixing rocks in specific areas. Maybe you're tired of that. And this is a great place to go. Two bedrooms down to, I think it's two bedrooms, one bedroom and studio apartments. Gourmet chefs, so all your meals are taken care of. It's pet friendly. And you can use this, okay, I'm going to go travel for this week. I don't have to worry about my house getting broken into. I don't have to worry about any of these things. River Commons Senior Living. To learn more, call Brian at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour through there. You may be very surprised about just how great it is. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
What's wrong?
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, back to our show.
Loneliness ends, and a new life begins, when love takes you in.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:34 in the morning, and it's about, gosh, have we gotten up to 50 degrees yet? 52 degrees, and it's going to be going up to 63 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Been in business right here in Redding for 52 years, going on 53 now. My gosh, going on 53 years, and it's cold, and they have great specials on the monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters. Give them a call at 241-1167 to schedule an appointment. See how that works for you. They always deliver and make sure that you never run out of heat or hot water from SST Oil. And they work in over, gosh, I don't know, last time I counted, it was like 14 different states that they deliver oil, gas, jet fuel for firefighting, all of this at SST Oil. It's an employee-owned company. If you're looking for a great job, take a look at working for SST Oil also. Give them a call, 241-1167. I'm here with Haven Humane and April Scott and Cassie Badman. And before I get right back to them, I'm going to give away these tickets. Viva Momex. This is like Cirque du Soleil at
Cirque du Soleil,
which is what I really meant. I think the other one is a suntan lotion. Okay, Cirque du Soleil.
It's Tuesday.
Okay. Cirque du Soleil in at the Cascade Theater. And if you give me a call at 605, and people are calling in right now, I'm going to give you two tickets. It's for tomorrow night. It's for tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. Viva Momex. Okay. I'm here again, like I said, with Cassie Badman and April Scott. And let's go to – are you ready to go to the phones? Not yet, because she's on the phone with somebody else. So let's talk about volunteer opportunities, Cassie.
Yes. So over at Haven, we are currently working on becoming a certified Points of Light service enterprise. And this means that we are working on expanding our volunteer program to include more opportunities for people with special skills or talents. And not only that, but people that maybe just don't want to work hands-on with the animals, but they still want to help get our animals adopted out into the community. We've developed volunteer positions in a variety of our departments. I think we created a photographer position, an office assistant. We have a donor relations volunteer. And just a ton of other opportunities that are listed on our website. So that more people can get involved, because we have a ton of volunteers that want to help walk dogs and socialize cats, but there's so much more to making our organization run smoothly than what is seen like on Facebook and everything, that we just want to give more opportunities for everybody.
Okay. And who do they call?
They can call our main line and ask for the volunteer coordinator or Cassie, or they can visit our website, havenhumane.org, and under the volunteer tab, they can see a full list of our volunteer positions and a link to our volunteer application as well.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, anybody that would give up their 13-year-old dog or something like to get a puppy, that dog is lucky to get rid of that bastard.
Oh, okay.
You ever think about that? Because that mat wouldn't take care of him anyway.
Giving away an older dog just to get a younger dog. I mean, that dog's been with you probably for 10 or 12 years. How can you do that?
I mean, yeah, I, I don't, I don't know how you could, because I got a 13-year-old dog, and I would not.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, thanks.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, I'm not sure what you said, but did you hit the delete?
I beeped him, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe, all right. Sometimes people describe things here. But he was right. He was
absolutely right. He was 100%
right. Right. It wasn't really a bad word, I didn't think. Okay, moving right on. And what he was saying was, how could you give up a dog that you've had for 10 or 12 years and just to get a puppy? I mean, probably the dog is better off without them, is what he said.
Well, and that's why we encourage people to adopt senior dogs, because they need a home, too.
They need a home, too. And you don't have to go through all the puppy
training
stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, dog licensing clinic.
Yes, so there is a licensing clinic at Haven on November 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8, which is really good. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current and you would like to do licensing, please bring the rabies certificate. For license fees, please see the dog license page of our website under the programs and services heading. And then if you're also interested in microchips, those are available for both dogs and cats for $20 each. And if you are bringing in a kitty, make sure it's in a carrier so that it stays safe.
Hey, I understand that. Okay, say, you know, a lot of people have dogs that live out in the country and dogs roam and they go back home at night. But is it a good idea? So to have a collar on there or on the animal that says I roam, don't, you know, I go home at night or something. Because even if they're chipped, if somebody picks them up and they take them down to you all, then they can call the person. But, you know, just because you see a dog out there and doesn't necessarily mean the dog's not on their own property.
It depends. So if you're driving alongside the road and the dog's in the road, obviously you want to call because... You know, the welfare of the dog is what matters.
I think calling is important because if you all go out there and you look at it, you'll chip it, and you'll see what dog lives right here.
Exactly.
And they'll take the dog back, and it's not going to cost anybody anything.
Yep, it won't even go to Haven. They'll just take it right back.
They'll just take it back home. So,
we do that a lot. We have a lot of returned owner in the field.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost anything to the people. But sometimes people think, well, I'm just going to pick this dog up. They open the door. The dog's, I'm going for a ride, hops in. And then now you can be on the hook then for money. You know, because you all have to, you know, it comes down to you. You all
take care of them, feed
them, and all that.
Do all the things.
Right. Okay. Vaccine clinic.
Yes. So our bi-monthly vaccine clinics are now being held every Wednesday in our classroom starting November 6th. It allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. So it's really good. Our vaccine packages are published on our Facebook page and our website under the Spay and Neuter Clinic tab, as well as a full price list for all of our services. You don't have to meet a minimum income requirement to attend a vaccine clinic. Everybody is welcome.
That sounds cool.
Yes.
Okay. What else do we have?
I actually want to go back. I want to talk about North State Giving Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
North State Giving Tuesday is our local initiative to increase philanthropy here in Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama County. The effort is organized and implemented by Shasta Regional Community Foundation with sponsorship provided by Merchants Bank of Commerce, which is really awesome. This year, it's going to happen on December 3rd. It is 14 hours of online donations that will be accepted through northstategives.org. And, you know, all of the different nonprofits, they can participate. We participate every year, and it's huge for us. So on December 3rd, make sure to hop online to northstategives.org and visit Haven Humane Society.
You know, let me remind everybody that we'd be up to our butts in dogs and cats if we didn't have Haven Humane. And Haven Humane is a no-kill shelter when it comes to dogs, and you're getting real close to fur cats the same way. When we say no-kill, that's exactly what it means. Now, if the dog has been injured severely or is extremely sick, that's different. Mm-hmm. Then they'll put him out of his put the animal out of its misery. But and they do this through donations and to keep the place going. To have during the fires, you all had six offices during the car fire, or six building spaces
in the outlets.
In the outlets to take in dogs and cats and other animals that were brought down, the large animals that were being brought down, sometimes to you, sometimes to the rodeo grounds. But this doesn't run on just goodwill. It runs on money. And the and so this is just another way of ensuring that we have Haven Humane continue to move on. Is Haven Humane perfect? No, it's not. No organization is perfect because it runs with people.
Right.
But you all have done so much for our community for so long.
Thank you.
And you continue to expand. You continue to take in more animals. You continue to save more animals' lives. And without you all, what would happen to them? If people would remember what it was like 10 years ago. How many animals that were euthanized at, you know, in this area? I mean, we're talking thousands.
Yeah. And
thousands.
It's just gotten so much better, and I think a lot of that has to do with local awareness. I still, you know, a lot of my job is to go out and meet and greet and talk to different business owners and different people in the community. And it amazes me that even though we've been here since 1952, that I still run into people who go, I had no idea you were down there.
I have people, believe it or not, to say, KCNR.
Huh?
So they give me the dog look, you know, head goes sideways. And I, you know, at that point, I bring out my little tattooing machine and put it on their forehead.
I like
so
that.
So they can see that every day.
That's what I need to start doing.
There you go. Okay, what's next? Either create a fundraiser or your holiday schedule, Cat Space special.
I mean, there are so many things. Yeah. Cassie, why don't you talk about the Cat Space special? I think that's really important.
Yeah. So we are having a feline space special thanks to the Mildred Lucille Driscoll Endowment of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. The cost to spay a female cat is only $45, but owners will need to prepay to make an appointment. Space is limited. A ton of people are needing to get their cats spayed, so make sure you get in touch with our veterinary hospital to schedule an appointment for that.
Now, you pay up front because sometimes if you don't show up, you've kept other people. So that way at least you've you want people to be there.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish all this up. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm calling Tim today to make an appointment to get my hair trimmed before the Marine Corps ball. I get him a call. They do things by appointment down there, 244-9478. But it is the place to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? If women want to get their hair cut down there, that's fine. As long as
I was going to say, could I go down there and
you
ask
sure
for
could.
A trim?
You could ask for a trim, but you may come
I
out
may be
looking.
Sorry.
You could come back looking like Dan. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, their idea of hair products is butch wax.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's it. All right. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
You were fighting and fearful. You were hiding your heart away, but I was trying so hard to show you, 'cause there were no words that I could say. If you could see my...
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests. Starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
If you're hearing this, you must know it's Haven Humane in October. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've got Haven Humane here. We're finishing up. So many things going on. I'm here with April Scott and Cassie Badman. Cassie's in charge of all the volunteers, coordinator. And April runs the place when Mark's not there.
Sure.
Sure. Of course, there'll be a fist fight now. Okay. Where are we at? Holiday schedule. We've done the Cat's Bay. What else?
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about our holiday schedule. Our shelter and adoptions building will be closed on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. And our vet hospital will be closed Thanksgiving weekend, Christmas Eve and day, and New Year's Eve and day. So if you are planning on bringing home a new family member for Christmas, please allow up to 3 days for the pet to be seen at the hospital before it can go home with you.
So you want to get there by at least by the 22nd.
Yes. Don't come in on Christmas. We will be closed. Don't come in the day before and expect to take a home animal, take home an animal right away because it may still need to be seen and make sure it's healthy before we send it home to you.
Okay. What kind of animals you got down there right now? I know you got dogs and cats.
We got dogs and cats. We have some beautiful German shepherds.
Well, I mean, like rabbits and snakes and...
We've had them. I don't think we have any currently.
Okay.
I don't think we do. Yeah, we have a pig.
You still have that pig?
We have a pig. I don't know if it's the same pig.
Is this a little one's little potbelly pig?
It's a little friendly, very friendly pig.
And it's but how much does it weigh?
I thought they said something like 45 pounds or something.
Oh, that's
like
not
that.
Bad.
It's not a huge...
Yet. I wonder if this is one of those that's going to keep growing.
I do not know how old this pig is.
You think, oh, this is a cute little pig. And then, you know, like 6 months later, it's a member of the family. It's 120 pounds.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, so there you go.
It goes in and sleeps with the dogs. Okay, what else?
Roundup app. If you're looking for an extremely simple way to donate that you can set and forget, you can download what's called the Roundup app, and all it does is it rounds up your spare change from whatever card that you decide to connect it with. So anytime, if you go to Safeway, if you go to Starbucks, and it's, you know, $1.25, 75 cents will go to Haven Humane Society. You don't have to do anything. You will automatically get receipts into your email for your tax write-offs. Again, it's very simple. It's set up from your phone, your desktop, or your iPad.
You can limit it. Like say, okay, I want this to be $10 a month or $20 a month.
You can put any cap on it you want. Yeah. There is no duration of time you have to sign up for. It can be a week. It could be 10 years.
This is easy, and this is kind of painless, too.
Yeah. You don't think about it at all.
You don't think about it. It goes up, and it helps Haven Humane. Has this been successful for you?
It's been incredibly successful. We have tons of people sign up, and that's their feedback, because I always ask everybody, you know, how's this working for you? They go, I don't even think about it. I don't miss it. And I get my receipts as I'm supposed to in my email, and it's great for you, and it's painless for me.
Yeah, because most people pay with their cards now instead of using cash.
I don't. Well, and again, so we used to have a lot of doggy banks, and they were not getting filled up as much as they used to. And I, you know, I had to stop and go, well, I don't think it's that people don't want to give. I don't think people are carrying spare change anymore.
They
use their plastic for everything.
You do. And, you know, I try not to use it for, you know, less than $5, but I have before.
Sure.
So this gives a way for people that could give to Haven Humane. And like you said, it's painless, but it really helps out Haven Humane.
It absolutely helps out. It adds up, and we greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you want to stay in the know about what's going on, we update and post to our Facebook and Instagram daily. So, and we're always posting videos and did you knows and pictures of adopted animals and pictures of animals that, you know, are up for adoption. So be sure to go on Facebook on a regular basis. Make sure to like our page. All of our events are on Facebook as well. Clinic specials, found pets, and anything you could possibly think of.
Well, lost pets is something else. You've got a lost pets page on your website, too.
Yes, we do.
So if you have lost a pet, please visit our lost pets page on our website. We also post all of our lost pets that we've maybe picked up on Facebook as well, where you can search back through all of our lost pet posts. And there are several other internet sites where we advise people to post pets they found. So if you have lost a pet, please get in touch with us. Please come in and check if you think someone looks familiar, because we want them going back home just as much as
sure.
you do.
You know, it amazes me. Amy will bring in this beautiful dog or cat that they picked up as a stray. And they said nobody's ever come for it. But, I mean, the dog's obviously been taken care of. The dog, you know, is, you know, it's trained. And so you think to yourself, what happened? You know, did the dog, you know, get out and then roam for like 15 miles before it got picked up or something like this? But they say nobody ever comes for them.
Yeah, I think that like 90% of our animals or dogs at least come in as strays. And of course that goes back to making sure your pet is microchipped, making sure they have appropriate tag and license, so we can get in touch with you when we do find them. But yes, a lot of our dogs do come in as strays, and they know stuff, so they definitely had families. I think people assume after a certain amount of time that they're like someone else has them or something, but someone might just be holding on to them for an amount of time and waiting for us to have room. So definitely come check.
By the way, Betty won the Viva Momix tickets, called right away, and I'm sitting here. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street and pick them up today. It's going to be – or tomorrow, but it's going to be tomorrow night. So at 7:30. So – okay. Last things. What else we have here? We've got like 4 minutes.
Perfect. We have different things where you can go in and almost create your own fundraiser. If you would rather people donate to help animals than receive gifts on your special day or Christmas or whatever the case may be, you can create a fundraiser for or through Haven Humane Society's Facebook page. You know, if your family members agree that none of you need more stuff for Christmas, consider having family members help the shelter animals by making a donation in honor of each other. You know, when that comes through, we do really nice things like create Christmas cards, and we send them out to them saying, you know, so-and-so has made a donation in your honor for Christmas. Thank you so much, et cetera. People seem to really love that. We also have kennel sponsorships available, which make excellent Christmas gifts. A bronze-colored plaque is placed on a dog or cat kennel with your own wording in honor and, in memory of a person or pet. Dog kennel plaques are only $250, and a cat kennel plaque is only $150. And those
we have
a
plaque down there
for Christmas.
Those are good too. That you could give. I did a $25 donation for all the nieces and nephews, and at least you know that's kind of cool.
That's very cool, and kids
so
love that.
If you can do that, then you'll make the cards, right?
Yes. We make the cards, we send them out on their behalf, telling them thank you so much, and it's a win-win. It's a tax write-off, you give something really special and unique, and it helps the shelter animal.
Cool. And you guys got all these types of good ideas.
Yes, and we got them all. And again, come to our cooking class on November 23rd.
Okay. Wow.
Sizzle's Kitchen. Okay. 2 to 6. Tickets can be purchased through our Facebook page.
The cooking class. That would be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You and Linda should come.
Well, we would love to, except we're going to be out of town for that.
Bummer.
For that event.
I will.
I know.
I'll bring you over some of the stuff we made.
Yeah, just bring over the champagne. Okay, you don't even have to open it up. We'll take care of it.
You will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
April Scott and Cassie Badman. I love your last
name. Thanks for having us.
I love your last name.
Thank you.
I wonder if it came, did you ever go back and research your name?
No, I assumed it was just because we were like thieves back in the day or something, you know? We like stole stuff. I don't know. Did something bad.
Yeah, that just went back just two generations. Too.
Right.
So. Okay, hey, tomorrow we're going to have with us, tomorrow, Dr. Norman Hall from Simpson University. Simpson University is going through literally a transitional change, a huge change down there in the things they're doing since Dr. Hall came aboard. Everything from more athletic teams, including, if you can believe this, a college bass fishing team, swimming, diving, all of these, but also a lot of different things are being done on the academic side, and changes that you probably don't know about because people go, oh, yeah, Simpson University, it's this little bitty school over there, and it's real expensive. It's not that little, and it's not that expensive anymore. And there's reasons for that. Dr. Hall is going to talk about them tomorrow. Also, Orchard Nutrition is going to join us and talk about the big health fair they're getting ready to have. So, everybody, you have a great day. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.